Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a little bit about Purim and a little bit about Yosef HaTzadik from the new Kuntres that was published in Yerushalayim, from the Divrei Torah of Hagoyim Rabbi Yonason, David Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivas Pachat Yitzchak, and the son-in-law of Rufutner Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. This is Inyan Beis in the Kuntres. When Yosef meets his brothers, and this shir should be a schus for Ritzak Yonah ben Chana, and Hena Miriam Bas Chana, Avi Mori V'imi Maros Isha Yichyu. When Yosef meets his brothers, he gave all of them Chalifos Smalos, he gave all of them garments. And Binyamin, he gave 5 of these garments. And the Gemara says that he was Merames to him, that in the future he's going to have a son, who is going to go before the king, with 5 Levushei Malchus, it says in the Gemara in Megillah. Who is this son? We know this son is Binyamin. The question is, the son is Mordechai. The son of Binyamin, who's going to end up having 5 garments, and Mordechai Yatzam Elufnei HaMelech, Belevush Malchus, Ateres V'chur, Tcheles V'chur, Bateres of Gedoyla, V'sach V'chbutz V'agamon. So Mordechai left the king's presence clad in royal attire of turquoise and white, with a large gold crown, and a robe of fine linen, and purple, 5 garments. So that's Mordechai. Question is, why Dafka? That's a very Hutnerian question. Why Dafka at that time do we have this remez? Dafka, with Binyamin, being given the 5 chalifos smalos, we have a remez from Mordechai. Why? What's the kasher? In the Gemara, there are many limudim from which we learn that Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. And Rava said, I have a kash on all of them, except for what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that it says in the Pasuk, Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu l'malo, mashikiblu l'mato. They were makabel. Up there, what they were makabel down here. So from this Pasuk we see was Baruch HaKodesh. How do they know what's going on in Shemayim? The answer is, because Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. So Rabbi said he has no kasha on that. That's a shtarka raya. Tosfos ask, wait a second. There's also a kasha on Shmuel, even on this kiyumu l'malam ashikiblu l'mato. Because Rabbi himself says, in another Gemara, that from kiyumu v'kiblu, there's another jerusha. Not that they were kiyumu l'malam ashikiblu l'mato, but kiyumu achshav ashikiblu kvar. They were makayim now, but they were already makabel. In other words, they were mevatel, it says in Shabbos, Peches, they were mevatel and meidorabeloi raisa, that we had kfiyas har kegigis, they were forced to receive the Torah, and now we have an excuse if we don't keep it, and now we are mekabel the Torah, me'ava, hoder kiblu abimeach ha-shveirosh. So that's Tazoy Frek Toysvus. Tosfos says, how can you, Rabbi, say that I have no kasha on Shmuel? Because he says, kimu v'kiblu kimu l'mala, Masha kiblu l'mato. So they knew what was going on in Shemayim. It must be Esther. It was Baruch HaKodesh. But you yourself should have a kasha on that. Because you yourself said that kimu v'kiblu means something else. That they were Makayim, but they were already Makabel. They were Mevatel, but they were Rabbeloi Raisa. So they were Makabel Torah once again. So in order to answer this, says Rav David Shlita, first we have to understand the avoid of Simchas Adelo Yoda. We have no other example of this in other simchas, that it's adalo yoda. Now, that we say, that hoder kiblu abimeach ha-shveirosh, and they were mevatel the tainas oines, that we were forced to receive the Torah, and now we don't have that taina anymore, because now we accepted it with goodwill, the Maharal writes that it doesn't mean that they all gathered together, and it's akdama to the Or Chodesh. It doesn't mean that they all gather together to announce that they're being mevatel the moedah. Rather, that through this, that they were makabel, the new mitzvah of Purim. And they added on a mitzvah to the mitzvahs of the Torah. They showed that they love the whole Torah, because they added on a chiyuv. Why would you add on a chiyuv to the Torah if you weren't pleased with the whole Torah? So the Maharal says that the fact that they added this mitzvah of Purim shows that they were to the Torah, shows they were pleased with the Torah. And that's how they were Makabel Torah again. And the explanation of this is based on a Yisoid in the Rishimus of the Pachad Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah, in the Kovitz Rishimas, in Paragimel, where he talks about Moido. Explains Rav Huttner that there are two areas in the Nefesh HaAdam. There's the Golui, what's revealed, and then there's the Nister, what's hidden. And each one of them is limitless. V'kol echad me'elu mechuluk b'chalachalokim b'li gvul. Many parts. V'kashir adam moiser moido al kinyan she'asid la'asais. When you're moiser moido, when you say about a future kinyan, and you say, I don't really want to make this kinyan, harei u'megala b'zeh rotzen yoiser p'nimi v'amoik. U'b'dibur shel mesiris moido, noisim l'zeh rotzen, toikiv shel gilui. So he's megala, something very, very deep. And with this dibur, with this speech of saying that he doesn't want this kinyan to take place, he gives this will the power of revelation. Because he says, I don't want this kinyan to be chal. I'm going to be making a kinyan in 10 minutes. I don't want it to be a kinyan. V'zeu ha-mevatel ma she'yaseh achkach midas ha-mirotzen yoser shitchi. Ki kvar gila das yoser pnimis. Afterwards, when he actually makes the kinyan, we know that's a rotzen shitchi. That's a more superficial will. Because we know that his rotzen ha-pnimi is not to make this, that the kinyan shouldn't be chal. And a person is judged by his deeper will, because he already gave it a koyach of gilui. He gave this deeper will a koyach of gilui. It's already there. We already know about it. And therefore, the ratzon hashitchi of afterwards is not going to be mevatel that ratzon hapnimi. V'cheinu binyan atshuva. So too with tshuva. The Baal tshuva is mevatel the rotzon that he had b'shas hachet by being megala a rotzon that's more mehusi elov, that's more essential to him, that's much deeper. He's saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, my deepest, my most pnimiest rotzon is that I should not be doing averus, is that the averus should not have been done. And the chesed of tshuva works that it's oiker, it uproots the ma'isa. That's also the idea of Ataras Nedarim, that the Chacham is Megala in the person, a Ratzon Yoyser Amok, a deeper will, that the nether shouldn't be a nether. Now when the Jewish people said, Nasav and Ishma under the mountain, and the mountain was over their heads and they were being forced, there was a Hechatimtzi of Moida B'tainas Ones. They have an excuse. We were forced. Our Ratzon Pnimi was misnagate. We don't really want this. We don't want to keep the Torah. We don't want to receive the Torah. And now, through the Nes of Purim and the Hadar Kiblua, they were mevatel this moida, and they were megale a rotzon that's much deeper than the rotzon of not wanting to be mekabel Torah. And therefore, it was a true Kabbalah, because they're showing a rotzon pnimi was really to be mekabel Torah. So that's how they were mevatel the moida. They were mevatel the moida. They were mevatel their excuse that they had in Matan Torah by saying, "Pepnimi is oimek ritzoneinu." We don't want. We want to be mekabel Torah. That's our deeper ratzon, and that deeper ratzon of wanting to be mekabel Torah is mevatel the more shitchiest ratzon of being forced or lack of ratzon. They could say, hey, we were forced, we didn't really want it. But that excuse is now batel perm time when they say, no, our pnimius really wanted it. Our pnimius wants the Torah. On the holiday of Purim, the Maharal says a number of times that the tzaddikim, who are the messengers for this salvation, were tzaddikim whose inyan was Bechinas Hester, the shorish of the whole mice of Purim, was like it says, Esther min ha-Torah minayin, shenemar anochi aster astir panai. Where do we see a remes to Esther in the Torah? I'm going to hide my face. Haster astir seser lefnimi seser. The deepest hidden places. And Mordechai also. It's merumas. Where's Mordechai? Maradachia, Ktoiris, in a makom where no one else was in the Ol Moed, in the Heichal. So you see that Mordechai's name is Merum, is in a hidden place in the Heichal. And Esther is Haster Astir. So that's a makom Hester. So their inyan, the union of Mordechai and Esther, is avoda b'seser. You can look in the Hakadama to the Or Chodesh, and there megala the kedusha mitoch sisrei nafshos Yisrael, from the depths of the soul of the Jewish people. They're megala. In other words, these pnimiyistika people, the Mordechai and the Esther, are megala the ratzon ha'pnimi b'toch ha'pnim v'talumos ha'lev shel Yisrael. So now we understand the koach of Mordechai and Esther. Esther is Hester, and Mordechai also. The pasuk says kachol chabasam in rosh mor dror, and like the Gemara says in Chulin on Kufla Namites Amit Beis, the mar dror is targum mira dachya, more naki, pure more, which is one of the things that they put in the shemen hamishcha, in the oil which they used to anoint the mishkan. But the Maharal explains that the pasuk also says besamim rosh, the besamim which remind us of the ktores, which go in the heichal, and the heichal is also the ktores, also stops misa, and Mordechai's job was to stop misa against Haman, but also the heichal is this hidden place. So Mordechai is in the hidden place, and Esther is in the hidden place, and the Yeshua of Purim comes from these two people who come from the hidden. And these two people who come from the hidden, their job is to be megala the starim, to be megala the hidden parts of the nefashos Yisrael. What is the ratzon hayoser pnimi shalam Yisrael? The ratzon hayoser pnimi shalam Yisrael, the deeper will of the Jews, is to be mekabel Torah. And if the chachamim, if the sages say that here we have a maisa that's made on the Bittul Moida, they saw, that means that the Chachamim saw in the souls of the Jewish people, in the simcha that the Jewish people had in the Geula when they were saved from Avos L'Chaim, that they came to a deep identification with the Torah until the depths of their soul, and that identification they had with the Torah, that connection that they had with the Torah was Mevatel the Moida. The original Moidah that they had, the original excuse that they had, no longer is Chal, no longer is Shaykh, because that was the Ratzon HaYoser Chitzoni. Here the Chum said, no, we looked into their Pnimiyus HaNeshama, and we saw that Ratzon HaPnimi was to be Mekabel Torah. And that's what the Maharal says, that this Yeshua was through the Tzadikei HaHester like Mordechai and Esther, because they're Megala, the Ratzon HaPnimi Shebetoch HaPnim, V'Ta'alumos HaLev Shel Yisrael, the depths of the soul of the Jewish people. Now when they added on the mitzvah of Purim, it was done through this deeper simcha of the pnimius hanefesh. One's das is toifis, one's das understands what's more external and what's more pnimiistic. But the pnim shebepnim, ha-hester shebesoich ha-hester, the depths of the depths are not understood by regular das. Because Das can understand externalities, Das can understand deeper things. But the Pnim Sheba Pnim, Das isn't Toifes. And therefore, on Purim, the Avoida of getting to the Pnim Sheba Pnim is done with Adalo Yoda. Because we're Mevatel our Yediyah. Because if we have our Kochos of Yediyah, we're not going to get to the Pnim Yisanefesh. So in order to get to the Pnim Yisanefesh, the Pnim Sheba Pnim, the depths of all depths, that depths that show that we really want to be Mekabel Torah, really want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, in order to do that, we need to get to the Pnim Sheba Pnim and be Mevatel Ar Das. And that's the Adalo Yoda. It's well known what the Chasam Sofer, what the Chazon Ish says, Shein Eitzev Ba'olim Lamishamakir or Ha'oyriz Shel Ha'emetz in the Koibis Igrets Chelik Aleph Igeris Lamed Vav. There is no sadness in the world for somebody who sees the light of the lights of truth. Even though we believe that everything is Atoiv V'Ametiv, nevertheless, the time that it's mamish going to be mezgale, that ad kitei kach, that we're going to be allowed to make a bracha, is only la'asid lavo. And then there's going to be one bracha of atoiv v'ametiv. Therefore, on the day that we're mevatel the koyach of Amalek, who's the shoresh of sadness in the world, we taste a little bit of the Or HaOyrez Shel HaEmes. That is the Hester B'toich Hester. Normally, of course, we believe everything is a Tov HaMeitiv. We don't see it yet. Only Lasid Lavo we're going to see it. But today meaning on Purim Day, today's not Purim Day for me, but on Purim, when we taste, this Rav Yonason David was talking on Purim, when we get rid of Amalek, who's the Sherish of Atzvas Ba'olam, we get to taste a little bit of the Or HaOyrez, and therefore we're Mesalek our Das, we remove our Das, to get to the Hester, Shebetoich HaHester, to the light of all lights, U'mechai Vinish L'psume B'puray Adelo Yoda. When we put aside our regular Das, and the soul feels the Chiyus Pnimis, to be one with the Torah, Yisrael V'Yiraisa Chadu. So then we were Mahadar Kibluah, then we receive the Torah again. And that's the mice of Bittul Moido. We have to reach the stage of Ad Delo Yoda to taste a little bit of what's going on over here. To go to the Hester. Mordechai, who is the leader, he was Toifes the Metzius of Hashem in the Anochi Haster Astir Panai. He was able to see Hashem in the hidden places. Mordechai goes to the Talumos. Mordechai goes to the hidden places. So Mordechai and Esther can go, the Aster Astir and the Mordechai and the Besamim and the Ketores, they go into this place of hiddenness to see the depths of the soul of the Jewish people. They really want to be Makabel Torah. And also to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his hiddenness, in his Aster Astir. And to know that he's there. And that we can't live without him. Yisrael Barai Sechadeh. And now, Magai Tzurik, Tzum Kash Kushis HaToysvis, we go back to the question Tosfos had, that the Gemara says that according to Rava, there are kashes on all of the opinions stated that Esther was said Beruach HaKodesh, except for one. He has no kash on Shmuel. Shmuel, who says, Kimu V'Kiblu, they are Makabel Lemala, what they are Makabel Lemata, that he has no kashes. You see, Esther was Beruach HaKodesh. Frek Toysvis, he should have a kasha. Because he says that what does Kimu V'Kiblu mean? Kimu V'Kiblu means that they were Makayim, what they were ready Makabel. They were Makayim now, at Purim, what they were ready Makabel earlier. Explains Rav David, Kabbalah Zu Bilimata. This Kabbalah, that we're Makabel down here, Yesh ba mishum gilui koyach kayum kayomois v'netzach. Shekein kasuv kimu v'kiblu ayudim aleim alzaim v'lo yavur. When they were Makabel the Torah, down here, that's going to last forever. That's eternal. They were Makayim and Makabel on their cells and on their seat v'lo yavur. It's never going to pass. Esther Teschov Zayin. And the pasuk says, "Yemei Purim lo yavru misoich haYehudim." It's going to be forever. In Kriya Shema also, we say, "V'atziv v'nachon v'kayam v'yashar v'ne'aman v'yehu v'chaviv v'nechmad v'choik v'lo yavur." It's never going to pass. It's something eternal. So we can say that if so, dafka the kiyamu of lemala was made. And the Oimek HaKabbalah Lemata, that the, when they were Mekayim it upstairs, it tells us that the Kabbalah of down here is so deep, it reaches the depths of a V'lo Yavor, it's never going to pass over. It's going to be eternal. And that's only because they were mevatel in their hearts. This moedor rabba, this excuse that they had, and any possibility of claiming onus. Because if not for this, if there could be a deeper ratzon that could be mevatel this ratzon, then they could never get to v'lo yavur. How do you know it's going to be eternal? How do you know that this Kabbalah, Kabbalah of Purim, Kabbalah Satorah, Purim added onto Torah? As we said earlier, that if they accept the Tosefis, they accept the Iker, Purim was added onto Torah. So how is this going to be Lenetzach? How do we know that it's going to last? Because it must be that it's their Ratzon Achi Pnimi. So since we saw from the Maharal that the Kabbalah of Yimei Purim is he ba'atzma bitul ha'moidah, the Kabbalah of the days of Purim, that's what's been mevatel the excuse. We can't have an excuse anymore. Because we were mekabel, the Tosefis, what was added onto Purim, with the Torah. So we were definitely mekabel the Iker Torah. And once we were mekabel the Iker Torah, it says that this Kabbalah is lo yavor, is never going to pass over. It's eternal. So how do we know that it's eternal? How do we know that it's eternal? Only upstairs they know it's eternal. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only in Shemayim he could be made that it's eternal. So now it's Neir Neirois, it's Gevaldik. We have two drushes. We have the drush of the Gemara in Megillah where the Gemara says that Kiyum Ulamala Mashakib Ulamata. They were Makayim up there where we were Makabal down here. So we see they know was the Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. They knew what was going on in Shemayim. And we asked the Kasha. The Kasha was, but wait a second. Rava should have a Kasha on that. Because Rava himself said, on Kiyam Uvikiblu, a different Jerusha. That they were Makayim, what they were ready Makabal. That they were Mekayim, the Torah, that they were ready Mekabo. That they were Mevatel, the Tainas Ones. And for that, you don't need Ruach HaKodesh. For that, you don't need to know what's going on in Shemayim. It's a completely different Jerusha. So why didn't he have a Kasha on Shmuel? The answer is no. That Rava needs the Jerusha of Shmuel. The Jerusha of Shmuel, they were Mekayim Lamala, Mashakiblu Lamata. What do you mean they were Mekayim Lamala, Mashakiblu Lamata? That up there, they could be made that this Kabbalah is going to be an eternal Kabbalah. Because Kimu v'kiblu ayuhudim aleim al zaram below yavor. It's never going to pass. It's going to be eternal. In other words, this Kabbalah of Torah that Shmuel talks, that Rava talks about, that we were in mevatel l'modah and we no longer have excuses because our ratzon hachi pnimi is to be mekabel Torah. That's Rava, that our Ratzon Hachi Pnimi is to be Mekabel Torah. That is can only be known by Shemayim. They're Mekayim that up in Shemayim. It has Kayomus, it has Nitzchiyus. It's going to last forever. It's V'lo Yavor, Kimu V'kimu Ayudim Aleim Balzam. V'lo Yavor, it's never going to pass. Only in Shemayim they know that this Kabbalah is eternal. Wow. Pelech Plos. Deeper than deep. So our kasha was, but there is a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel, you say kimu l'malam ashkibu l'mata. Why doesn't Rava just say no? If they were mevatel l'malta, they're mekabel Torah again. No, but their kabbalah satorah again has to be an eternal kabbalah satorah. Because kimu v'kiblu ayhudim aleim al zaram below yavo, it has to be eternal. It has to be their deepest ratzon. What's the only way we know that it's their deepest ratzon? Because kimu l'malam ashkibu l'mata. They are Mekayim up there. In the world of Nitzchiyus. That it's something, that it's going to be something lasting. And only in Shemayim they know that. That they're made up there. Their Kiyum up there is made that this is something lasting. So there's no kind of, definitely said Baruch HaKodesh. Because up there they could be made. Kiyum Ulamalam Ashikiblu Lamato. that this Kabbalah of Lamata, this Hadar Kiblu Abimei HaShverosh, that Rava spoke about in Masechet Shabbos, that that's going to be Kiyamu, that it's going to be something Kayim, it's going to be something Nitzchiyistik. Because it's their most Pnimiyistik Ratzon. Because the only way to be Mevatel Ratzon is by having a more Pnimi Ratzon. That's Mevatel, the more external Ratzon. And in Shemaim they could be made that we never have any excuses anymore that we didn't want to be Mekabel Torah. Because our Ratzon Achi Pnimi was to be Mekabel Torah. When Yosef meets his brothers, after all the questions, for Yetze Liban, what's going on over here? They were going nuts, Yosef's brothers. Ma asaz, ma zoy sasa, loikim lanu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us? All of a sudden he says, Ani Yosef achichem, I'm Yosef, your brothers. And farent for the al lukushus mit ein knack. All the kashas are answered with one knock, one Ani Yosef. And everything makes sense. Oh, now we know why he was drawing us a cup and asking us about our father and about our brother and about Binyamin and keep holding us back and the money and the bags and the goblet and all the stories. Now we understand. Just by the Ani Yosef Achichem. All the Anhoga Astuma was L'toivosam. And that Yosef was the Iker Zera of Yankov. He's the Shliach to bring out Vayishlacheyu me'emek Chevron. That he was sent from the depths of Chevron, like Rashi says, what's the depths of Chevron? From the Eitzah Amuka, from that very deep Eitzah of Ger Yezarecha, that we have to go to Mitzrayim and the Geula. It's all through Yosef. So what looked so bad at the beginning was all to bring ultimately the Geula into Mount Torah and to the Knesset Eretz Yisrael. And so too, in the Maisa of Purim, it says in the Gemara, Himad Lotzra Lufnim, they only did it externally, upon him. They bowed down to the Tzelem of Achashverosh. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it only looked like we're in trouble. But when we were Megala, Oimek HaLev, we were saved. And at this time, Dafka, remember what we asked at the outset, sweetest friends. We said, why at this time did Yosef give Binyamin 5 garments to be Meravis, that Mordechai is going to go out in 5 garments? What's the kasher between that, this particular Maisa, and Binyamin, and Mordechai? Yosef said to his brothers, I'm not alone. I have a brother from the same mother, Binyamin, the Akeres Bayis of Yaakov Avinu. And his son is also going to be a Shliach. His son Mordechai, is also going to be a Shliach to make everything that looked so bad so good. And that's the koyach of Mordechai. That is pnim shebipnim. His pnimius shebipnimius, the deepest part of Mordechai, is now going to go, is going to be revealed. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Umordechai yotza milifnei amelech belevush malchus tcheles v'chur. The Yitzia of Mordechai, the Ktoiris, the Pnim Shebipnim, is Yotza Milfnei HaMelech, and everything is now revealed that it's for the best. Because that's the Koyach of Mordechai. To go from that, to get to that Pnim Shebipnim. Mordechai, Esther. Anochi Aster, Aster. And show the Anahoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Show to the whole world that God is running the show, and that ultimately everything it's for the good. So, sweetest friends, we said a lot of very deep Torah, b'siyata d'shmaya, sweeter than sweet. We should all be zoche, that this Torah should be revealed, b'karav mamish, b'vias Mashiach tzidkenu, b'geula ha'shlema, b'mehira v'yomenu, b'nomar amen v'yomen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.